Brother Taylor, would you come? Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. All the time. And I'm excited. But I'm excited to hear what the Spirit's laid on my brother's heart. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Sean. Yeah, give the Lord a good hand clap. Give the Lord a good hand. Come on. I really thank the Lord tonight for this opportunity. It's really a great pleasure to be able to minister tonight here. Because Brother Venable is truly an anointed man of God. And anybody can't preach in this pulpit.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen. He's anointed. And thank God for Sister Venable. His assistant pastor, Brother Sean, he made a wise choice when he chose him for assistant. He's a young man, but he's anointed. He loved God. Amen? He does. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. And he's gifted too, you know. God used him in some of the gifts. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. And he's so true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kalabasanda la labasaya. Ola yara la bahanda la kanda. Lebi ito kumisanda la mahanda. Ama mahanda ukilisi kito la basanda. Ama mama mahanda ikito la masanda. Anda iliuro la basanda. Anda shike kekula masanda. Bama mendela. Surely my children, I'm coming soon. But I'm coming after people that's ready to meet me. I'm coming after people that's looking for me. So look up, be of good cheer. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. For surely I am with thee to keep thee. Hallelujah. From all hurt, harm, and danger. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? God is so good. He is so good. He is so good. Thank you, Lord. Now, the word of God say how the Lord appointed some in the church. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. Now, when it said perfect man, it's talking about not sinless perfection, but coming to maturity in Christ. Amen? Growing up. God wants us to grow up, doesn't he? He really does. He don't want us to remain babies all our lives, but he wants us to grow up. And stand firm on the word of God and get his will done. Hallelujah. And it's time, it's high time that God's people that really know him stand up for him. We're living in the last days. And the Lord is coming after his people. And saints of God, let's let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Amen. We have a lot of charlatans today. A lot of hallelujah. Isn't that right? There's a lot of get-rich schemes out there. Amen. But we thank God for the truth. The word of God said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Isn't that right? He that the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. You all pray for me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God some more praise. Come on. Give God some praise. Come on. Give him some praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The devil's a liar. Isn't that right? But God is faithful. God is so good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that right? That's the gospel in a nutshell. Isn't that right? It's enough to save the whole world if they would accept it, obey it, do what it says, believe it and obey it. Isn't that right? See, because God doesn't beat people over the head and make them get saved. Does he? No, he doesn't. But thank God he gave us an opportunity. God loves us, saints, and God don't want nobody to go to hell. Amen. And when we love God, we don't want to see nobody go to hell, do we? So God wants us to be his witnesses. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. He said, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. He's our Savior. Yes. How many of y'all really know him tonight? Yes. Isn't he faithful? Yes. Isn't God good? Yes. Thank God, he's good. Yes. God is so good tonight. Glory be to God. He's so good. Let's look at the Word of God here. In Romans chapter 1. Glory. I've got an outline here, but I just want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. For as men as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that right? Sons and daughters of God. So God wants us to be led by his Spirit to follow him, to do his will. Amen. Well, I got it here somewhere. Hallelujah. The main characteristic of love is unselfish giving. Amen. Somebody said, love that gives upward is worship. Love that goes outward is affection. Love that stoops is grace. Hallelujah. And God stooped down, didn't he? He stooped down. Romans chapter 1. See, I wore two different pair of glasses. All right? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. The Apostle Paul. Now, the Apostle Paul was really a true man of God, wasn't he? He was a man that hazarded his life for the gospel. He was a man that was willing to die for the gospel. He's a man that stood for truth. Amen. Romans 1, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Paul was a man that served God wholeheartedly. You can't please God trying to serve him half-heartedly. You got to put your whole into it if you're going to please God. Amen. You got to give him all you got. Hallelujah. Because God gave us all he had, didn't he? God gave his Son on the cross. He died that we might live. Hallelujah. Shekito lava sanda. O lama mindolo unto kopita lava handa. Mamindolo uto kolabasanda raba ula makenda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shekito unda mahanda. Lord, we praise you tonight, Lord. God, we honor you. We look to thee. We stand on the word of God. We stand on your word, Lord, for your word is forever settled in heaven. Hito kosito masanda da mahaya. Maybe indolo makanda. Oh, la ba 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 handa. Maminda bakala sanda. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. Romans 1, verse 10. See, Paul prayed. He prayed for the people of God because he loved them. Paul took the work of God to heart. Amen? Paul wasn't a charlatan, but he was a true man of God. He held firm on the word. Listen to what he said in verse 10. Making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. Apostle Paul was going, getting ready to go to Rome, wants to go to Rome, all right? For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. Paul was doing his best to get the saints of God established in the truth. Isn't that right? Amen. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yes. Only truth will make us free. And we're living in the end time, saints of God, and people are, my God, making merchandise out of God's people. Isn't that right? Yes. Hallelujah. But thank God, God have got some people that will stand firm on the word and look the devil in the eyes and tell the devil he's a liar. Isn't that right? Because, thank God, God's counting on you and me. Can God depend on you tonight? Can He depend on you to live holy and pure? God's calling for a holy and a sanctified life. Isn't that right? If showeth the old man what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee? Micah 6 and 8. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. This is what God requires of you and me. God requires something of us. Isn't that right? After He saved us, God expects for you and me to stand on the word, to be firm, live a holy life, and to win souls. Isn't that right? Thank God. Hallelujah. He wants us to be soul winners. Glory be to God. Shout out on my Honda. We're living, thank God, at the end. And saints of God, if you really love God, you want to see souls saved. Amen. I know you do, and I do. We want to see souls saved. We want to witness to them. Amen. First of all, by living a holy life. Isn't that right? Live a holy life first of all. And then when God give us something to say, say what God give you to say. Amen. That's what it takes to win souls. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is so good. A little poem I've been trying to learn. When as a child, I laughed and wept. Time crept. When as a youth, I dreamed and talked. Time walked. When I became full grown, time ran. Amen. And then it says, you know, I'm trying to think of the rest of it. But anyway, it says, soon time will be gone. Isn't that right? That's right. And see, we're going out into eternity. We are the most blessed people that are up on the face of the earth. Isn't that right? Because this is not our home. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's right. This is not our home. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we look for the Savior. Isn't that right? He's coming to take us out of this world. But as long as we're here, let's lift him up. Let's praise him. Let's magnify his name. Let's love him with all that's within us. Thank God. Because he loves us. And he wants us to do his will. You know, I thank God for Brother Doug. what I'm trying to say here. He is behind the scenes. But he's doing a good job, isn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. See, none of us, I think Brother Sean's a good man. He's a very good man. We're not to be jealous of one of them, never do you. He just gave way for me to speak tonight. I thank God for that, brother. That shows the love of God. Doesn't that show love? It really does. Because some people, my God, they don't want... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Thank God for the love. See, that's what we did that Sunday. Remember? That's exactly what we did, to love one another. We vowed to love one another, love God first and love one another. And this is what it's going to take, saints of God, loving one another. When the man came to Jesus and asked Jesus, what is the first and great commandment? What did Jesus say? Here it is, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And the second, he asked the woman. Jesus gave him two, like Pastor Venable said. You can't have one without the other. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hang all the laws and the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for me that I'll, you know, I want to be, I've asked God to stretch me to the limit for his glory. And you got to watch what you pray. Isn't that right? I mean, you got to watch. Boy, you got to watch what you pray. Because God will answer your prayer. And sometimes it's not like you think it would be. But God knows what he's doing, doesn't he? But God wants us to pull out all stops. God wants us to go all out for him. Michael 6 and 8, let me quote that again. He have showed the old man what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? You mean tell me God requires something of us? Yes. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Now see, Jesus humbled himself, didn't he? He being our perfect example. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name above all names. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven and earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He requires some of you and me. So let's be bold witnesses for the Lord. Holy, bold witness for the Lord in these last and evil days. Letting our light shine on our jobs, in our homes. Amen. Now, if you want to know if somebody's a Christian, go to their home. Isn't that right? That's right. Especially if you got children. I mean, because isn't that right? Because the children, I mean, they go to... I sure love Brother Venable. He's a Holy Ghost preacher. He really is. Love Brother and Sister Venable. They great people of God. And we're here to do what we can to hold their hands up. We're here to do what we can, amen, to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you know why? Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. but the end thereof are the ways of death. And there's so many people tonight that are walking in darkness. Isn't that right? Jesus said, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Isn't that right? Their deeds were evil. And a person that have evil deeds, they're not going to come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. But thank God, the word of God say, we are in the light. Isn't that right? We're walking in the light. But if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins. Isn't that right? Thank God, if we say we have no sin, we're in trouble. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Because we all have sinned. Amen. And none of us are perfect. Isn't that right? But we're striving to be like the Lord, aren't we? We are to strive daily to be more like the Lord. Because he loves us with an everlasting love. And we are to love one another as he's commanded us to. Hallelujah. Thank God for the victory tonight. Thank God for the victory tonight. Amen. Listen at this now. Romans chapter 1. Verse 12. Did I stop at verse 11? I stopped at 10. Let's go with 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart a spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. Verse 12. This is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. You know, it pleased Paul to know that the saints of God, especially the ones he had begotten, he had preached to, whether he had preached them or not, but as long as he knew they were Christians, it pleased the Apostle Paul to know that the children of God was walking in light, was doing the will of God. Verse 13, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, even as of the Gentiles. And you know, the Apostle Paul said, we would have come unto you, even our Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. You're going to have some hindrances in this life. Isn't that right? But that's not going to stop the true people of God. In fact, you know what that will do? It will cause the true people of God to get courage. Isn't that right? It caused them to get to pray and seek God and get courage and to go forward in the Lord, trusting God. Now, in and of ourselves, we can't do a thing. Isn't that right? But we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We trust in him, amen, to take us where he would have us to be in these last days. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. All right, let's look at the next verse here. Verse 14. I'm debtor both to the Greeks and to the Jews, right? Now, Jews, Greeks, and to the barbarians. Both to the wise and to the unwise. Paul felt debted to tell the truth, to live right, and to tell the truth. Verse 15, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Listen to verse 16. How many of us can say this truthfully? If some people in here can say this. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. I'm not ashamed, as Paul said. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But it's the power of God unto salvation. Unto everyone that believe. Unto the Jew first, and also to the Greeks. See, Jesus came unto his own, which was the Jewish people, and his own received him not. They rejected him. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Isn't that right? See, God, you know, when Jesus went to, when Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, he said, Rabbi, or master, or teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus was a ruler now and didn't understand that. You know why? Because Jesus was talking about spiritual things here. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus say, can I enter the second time into my mother's womb and be born? And he was a smart man. But he was talking about spiritual things. Amen. Jesus went on to tell him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We've entered into that kingdom, haven't we? We've heard the word of God. We've obeyed it. We've entered into that kingdom. And we're living epistles. We're living for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can save men. Isn't that right? There is no other way. Hallelujah. But men have got so many different ways that they're telling people they can be saved. Hallelujah. But they're lying. Isn't that right? Only one way to be saved. That's through Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that tonight. I really do. I thank God for that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greeks. Listen to what he says here. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And is it written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. I just read that, didn't I? Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. See, this is happening today. A lot of people, they suppress the truth. Some of them know it. But they suppress it. They hold it down. They won't tell it. Some of them won't tell the truth. You know why? Because they're afraid they'll get the Cadillac taken away from them. Isn't that right? That's right. Hallelujah. Someone won't tell the truth, thank God, because of material gain. Hallelujah. Glory. But we're living in those times. Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. That's the times we're living in today. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Let's depend on God. Let's trust him. Let's obey him. Let's live for him. Let's keep our minds stayed upon him, that he keep us in perfect peace in these last and evil days. And thank God for the revival. How many of y'all looking for a good Holy Ghost revival? Amen. Let's continue to live holy and pure. Amen. And come in and hear the word of God that's been preached here and obey it. We got to obey the word, haven't we? Amen. Just to hear it and not obey it, that's like pouring water on a duck's back. Amen. But we got to obey the word of God. Do what it says. And we can only do that by the Spirit of God. Amen. May God bless you tonight. May God keep you. And pray for me that God would use me. That I would, hallelujah, do the will of God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the word of God. Oh, Lord, you're so faithful and you're so true. God, help us to walk in love. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. God, help us to love thee above all and to love one another, Lord, to the extent that we please you. Because we're living in the end time. You're coming soon, Lord. Strengthen our hearts and our minds, Lord. Bless Pastor Venable and Sister Venable and their families, Lord. Just meet their needs, God. Bless all the saints here, Lord. Not only here, bless all the saints all over the world, Lord. Protect your people. Deliver your people. God, save your people. Save the lost, God. Heal the sick. Move for the hungry and thirsty, Lord God. God, laba sanda ramahaya. Oh, God, I thank you for your people, Lord God. Help us to be one with thee through Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God, let everybody say amen. Brother Sean, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Brother Taylor. God is so good. Y'all just stretch your hand this way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for this, and I mean this in no disrespect, brother, for this gray-headed man, Father. I thank you for the wisdom that it represents, Father. Father, I thank you for the longing in his heart, Father, that he wants to still preach your gospel, that he still wants to be used by you, Father, that he's not looking to sit in a rocking chair and retire, Lord. He's looking to refire, Father. So, Father, I ask, Father, that you would begin to open doors that no man can close, Father God. And, Lord, I pray that you would close every door that you did not walk in, want him to walk through, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for giving him a Holy Ghost double portion, Father, of anointing, Father, to finish out his course, Father, to finish out your work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, bless his wife also, Father. And Lord, Father God, give them both a double portion of anointing to finish their course so they can finish the race for you, Father. So, Lord, because I know the longing of their heart is they want to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, Father God. And Father, I just pray that you would use this man, Father God, to your glory, Father, for your honor, Father God. He will give you the glory. He will give you the honor. Lord, strengthen him, Father God, with all might in the inward man, Father God. Keep him, Father God. And Lord, we will give you the praise. Lord, we'll give you the honor, Father, for we ask it in Jesus' name, Father. We pray, Father God, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Father. God is so good. God is so good. Thank you, Brother Taylor, for obeying the Lord. I just want people... Thank you, Father. You know, some may say that it's about me, but it's not. It's about him. I just, as I told the pastor this morning, I said, I just want to get out of the way so God can move. It don't matter to me. As long as they're true to God, as long as they minister the truth, I want God to move. And it's not, as Brother Venable said, it's not going to be one individual person. I don't think any of us in here think we're so super spiritually anointed that it's going to be us that caused the revival. No, it's going to be God in his spirit that caused the revival. It's going to be his spirit that does the work. We're just the vessels. It's God that does the healing. It's God that does the saving. It's God that does the delivering. We might be the electricity that he uses, but it's still God that does the work. Don't get so sanctified and think you're all that when you're really not. God is all that, and we're just his vessels. So please stand to your feet before I feel the preaching coming on. God is good, and I'm excited about what he's doing. I mean, I can't wait to see the souls that are going to come in. I can't wait to see the people that are going to be delivered. I can't wait to see your family members that we've been praying for years come into the kingdom of God. Hey, they can come here and get saved and go to another church as long as they get saved. I don't think you heard me. Yes, we want to grow, but you need to put it in your heart that if they don't stay here, it's okay. The main thing is that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is the most important thing. Yes, we want to grow, but I don't want to grow in the expense of somebody's name not being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because that is top shelf stuff. That is the most important. Whether they come here or not is not the issue. The issue is whether they've been born again. Jesus didn't say they must come to the church down the street or to this church. He said you must be born again. That is the most important thing. We want to grow, but we want to do it God's way and not our way. And I'm excited because God is moving, and I know there are things going on behind the scenes that we can't see, but God sees them. And I'm telling you, just hold on. Just hold on to your prayers and just hold on to God, because God's going to see you through. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for the word that was brought forth, Father, a good word, Father, a timely word, Father God, a word that was right for us, Father God, to live holy and pure. Oh, what a refreshing, that is so refreshing to hear from others, Father God. And Lord, I pray for your people that you would bless them, that you would keep them, that you would keep them in perfect peace, Father God, that when they lay down tonight, their sleep would be sweet, Father. And Lord, we would give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.